Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Welcome back, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here with the Wrestle Horror Podcast, accompanied always by my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, how's it going?
Oh, doing good. Glad to be back.
And we're bringing back a guest we had on a few weeks back, but it's getting close to the Arnold. The Glow Girls are going to be there. So we've got April Holm, the Royal Hawaiian. Once again, April, how are you?
I'm good. Aloha, everybody. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Pineapple Nation rocks.
Pineapple Nation. Aloha, everybody. Yes, so everything's good. We're getting excited. Can't wait to get there next month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it.
I know. It should be lots of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm even getting to have some. I have a kid guest that's coming to see us, and his name is Ridge, and he's from Ohio, too. His uncle is Mark Buckingham.
Oh, yeah, so very cool.
He's my little buddy. So we went to the museum last time I was in Ohio, so he's going to be coming to the event to see us, so that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. What is today? Sunday. I was just with Mark Thursday at the last Arnold committee meeting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just talked to him last night, I think. Yeah. Nice. And he said you guys have one coming up, like one of your last meetings or something.
Yeah, it was Thursday. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's getting close.
So yep.
It's really exciting to have you and Jeannie coming to the Arnold. I mean, there's a lot of buzz going around. You guys are going to be there doing a meet and greet, autographs, that kind of good stuff. We're excited to have you. What else is going on with you guys? I mean, I know Arnold's not the only thing you're doing, but.
Well, that's going to be our first event of the year besides like little small thing. We are always doing podcasts and radio interviews and all that good stuff. I've been doing the ham radio show that I co-host on some nights with Patrick G. Martinez here locally in East LA at the Boyle Heights Arts Conservatory. So we do that on Monday nights and Saturday nights. And we talk a lot of wrestling and local artists and that kind of thing. So that's something that's ongoing for me. And then we do anything local here in Cali that I can get arranged with Hollywood when she's in town and then some of the other girls. But you guys are our first event for the year where we're actually going to get on the road. So this is starting our whirlwind tour. And so this is a neat one since it's going to be our first time. So we're kind of real excited. So thanks to New Ohio Wrestling for having us. And we will be coming in on, I think, Friday in the day. I don't know myself, maybe Thursday, but we do have a event on Friday night, and that's going to be at Comic Town. It's a comic book store, and they're going to be having a meet and greet with us and fans. It's a great location and shop. It's one of the largest comic book stores I've ever seen because they have all the tables and they can play games. I don't know, like Dungeons and Dragons and all those comic book themed games that they play, and they have like themed nights, and they always have some kind of promo or some kind of special guest. They had the Glow comic book artists were there.
Nice.
I wish I could have gone, but yeah, Mark actually was able to get me autographed copies of the comic books from them. So they had the artists there, and then the guys were able to secure me a copy of the, I think, I don't even know how many volumes there are, but I think I have three. Mark was able to get me three. So that's going to be Friday night from 5 to 7. And then after that, Mark will shoot us over to the Arnold, I guess, the night competition on Friday night. So we're going to go to that too. So that should be lots of fun. Yeah. So anybody that's in that area Friday night, come and start off with the meet and greet with us at Comic Town. And then, of course, we'll be with you guys on Saturday and Sunday. And Bricker Building,
Bricker Building. So we're going to try to go over there Friday night ourselves.
So yeah, okay.
Meet so up with
we'll,
you guys.
Yeah, so we'll get to see you then Friday night, because that's like me. I'm just, when I go, it's like a fun social, event all the way around for me. You know,
Yep.
Jeannie's an early bird and I'm a night owl.
So oil and water, huh?
Sometimes we try and con her into staying up late sometimes, and keep her up after her bedtime, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For me, I'm always the one that's willing to go out and go to dinner, go for, you know, drinks or whatever after the event and that kind of stuff. We kind of just have to make sure she takes a nap or, you know, so keep her up past, you know, 9 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to though get a little bit better because I'm aging. So it's like if I don't get my sleep, not a good thing.
Right.
I got the bags under my eyes and the wrinkles are coming and all that good stuff. So I'm kind of doing a couple nights a week where I'm trying to get to bed before the news. That's a shocking. I'm usually never in bed before midnight.
Right, I'm same way.
It should be a great weekend. I mean, we're really excited. So after Friday night, so then we'll see you Friday night, and then we'll be with you all day Saturday and Sunday. So it should be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. As a matter of fact, April, I scheduled Friday off completely from my day job.
Oh, good.
I'm up early. I'm going to help Donnie with whatever he needs help with.
Uh-huh.
And then so we'll be, of course, with you whenever we can.
Yeah.
And I'll be there throughout the entire weekend. I'm really looking forward to seeing you and Jeannie. And, you know, I know a lot. I've been talking to people. There's another wrestling organization that's real local to me here in Hamilton. And I got some of those guys coming up. They're anxious to meet the Glow Girls as well. You know, it's going to be a fun weekend, I think.
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait. How's Chris doing? Tell her I said hi.
I will do that. She is doing great. She's actually doing paperwork for her job right now. It's homework.
Working. Oh, gosh.
Homework.
I know what that is.
Yeah, so. But
I have that kind of stuff, too. I'm actually getting ready to do some a last-minute meet and greet this next weekend. So, because I'm going to be up in the Pacific Northwest, we do have quite a few fans up there, but it's such last minute. So I don't know how many I'm going to be able to get together, but it's going to be a handful, like some coming from Eugene, from the Portland area. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Chainsaw is going to be able to go with me. She just, you know, it's a day by day with her. She kind of wasn't feeling the greatest. So I told her, okay, we'll rest up and you don't have to do anything except come and have lunch and meet the fans, you know. So it's going to be her and I, and then probably maybe about a handful of fans from that area. So that'll be this coming Saturday. So that should be fun too. Yeah.
Very cool. Keeping busy.
Yeah, trying to, you know, we just have things coming up and, you know, lucky for me, you know what, guys? I just saw something pop up. There's a red record button now that just popped up. Does that mean anything?
Just means we're recording.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I'm still
recording. Maybe it was always there and I just never noticed it. Okay. Oh, well. Yeah, so we're doing lots. You know, I luckily don't have the kind of schedule Jeannie does. Poor thing. She's, you know, from here and there and she's doing a lot more taxing, you know, physically, and that's why poor thing, she gets under the weather if she doesn't get enough rest. And so I you know, like I just told her earlier, turn the phone off and everybody else can wait, you need the rest,
get some rest, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So for me, it's not too bad, just, you know, kind of trying to get us different things to do, and you know, when someone sends us something in a request to go somewhere, then I kind of jump on and see what's going on in that area and see if we could do something. So that's why with this last minute for the Pacific Northwest, I wish I would have had more of a notice, because then, you know, we could have done something more planned, you know, maybe did an event if I could have found something. I checked and there really wasn't a whole lot of stuff going on this weekend, and plus it was the last minute. So
Well, you mentioned earlier that the Arnold is your guys' first big event of the season and stuff. What other big events do you have on the horizon?
Actually, let's see. So after we come to you in March, I try not to do everything by memory because then I get them all jumbled. But I know you guys have seen some of the stuff that I'm doing now with Otto von Klutch. So I'm managing. Mm-hmm. He's a a surfer dude wrestler, you know, and
he's
a great guy, lots of fun and lots of energy and stuff. So he's got some stuff that I do. We did we do some charity work and such. So there's a place, and it's actually right down the street from where I live. So nice. It's like, I don't even have to travel anywhere. It's like 10 minutes down the road, but it's called Ability First, and it's a daycare for disabled children and adults, and they love wrestling. And so we did an event last year, I can't even remember, somewhere after summer, and it's a real good event. We go like the week before, and we actually go and visit volunteer time, and we spend some time with them, and we kind of do like little wrestling challenges. Like they get to, there's the guys and the girls, and so they get up and kind of just and put their wrestling face on and try and, you know, and there was probably about maybe 10 of us. Most of them were guys, and then I was the only girl that day. And we just kind of, you know, do a little fun kind of, they decorate their classroom, and it's got like a wrestling ring on the wall. And then that weekend is the event. And then it's a fundraiser, and it's a great event. It was like packed, you know, so we do that. So that's coming up in March. And then, so after you, that's after you guys. And then in April, I know, I think there might be something at the beginning of April, but my birthday is in April. I always celebrate my birthday on the road because it's always near CAC. But before that, on my actual birthday, which is the 25th of April, I will be in Rome, Georgia for the Superstars Fan Fest. Okay. So that one is going to be just a one-day event, but it's a long one. It's 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wow, so it's a good one because most of them end, you know, anywhere in the 6, 5, 6, 7 o'clock hour. And this one actually goes till 10. So, you know, for people that have to work in the day, they can find time to make it into the night. So that one's a long, long event. And I got, now there's a few people that I know they're going to be there. So it's kind of going to be nice to visit some other friends. Scott Teal, who is with CAC also, he headed and helped out with the convention last year. So him and his wife will be there. He's got a booth there and some other people. So that should be kind of nice, except I'm only going to be by myself because Hollywood actually did what I did. I had my Apple phone deleted my calendar like twice last year. And so I lost everything. Well, she had the same thing happen, and she actually double booked because she lost some of her events on her phone. So she was originally going with me on the 25th, and then she has an event here in California. So we had to separate on that. But so it's just a one day. So that's Atlanta. And then from there, I go straight to Vegas for CAC. So we'll be in Vegas again for my birthday. So I will be having a birthday celebration dinner, I think, the Sunday I get in. So that Sunday night, I have a lot of friends in Vegas. And then there's quite a bit of Glow fans. So we're going to do a dinner, I think, Sunday's an event. So I think that's when we're going to squeeze that in. So that should be fun. Lots of fun. We always have a blast at CAC. So for anybody else that's never been and loves wrestling, it's the place to be. And you get to meet, you know, each girl wrestler is being honored. Oh my gosh, sorry I lost you. Are you there?
You're good.
Sorry. And so I saw that there's going to be a girl, so she's a teenager, that's being honored and awarded. So, you know, from all ages, so you can get new current day wrestlers, you can get the guy wrestlers, indie wrestlers, glow girls, you know, older, you know, wrestlers that are the ones who paved the way with us, right? You know, so I try and encourage when we talk to people and see people and tell them about the convention, because a lot of people still, you know, aren't familiar with it. And it's free if you don't want to go to the banquets, but if you want to come to the nostalgia room and get the, you know, come and see what's, you know, there to get from the different wrestlers, that's free. You know, they don't have to pay for that. But I tell them, you know, the good part is when you can go and you get photo ops, if you go to the banquets and all that, and you see all the recipients and stuff. So that's cool. So that's going to be a fun week in Vegas, which is always good. And then May, I know we have some stuff, but unfortunately I didn't have a chance to compare calendars with Hollywood yet. but we do another, it's a charity, like a charity event in East LA. And it does have to do with the radio station that I do the hosting with. And this one is called the East LA Cape. And it's kind of like a small Comic-Con. So it's in the historic East LA area on Chavez Ravine Boulevard at a place called the El Gallo Plaza. And it's across from my favorite bakery called the El Gallo Bakery. And I've been eating bread from this place since I was born. And now they actually have a parking lot where before they didn't have a parking lot. We went to this bakery and we literally would jump out and they would run and they'd ride the car around the block and keep going until, because you had to get in line. There'd be a line in the bakery to get the pan dulce, the sweet bread, the Mexican sweet bread, and any kind of rolls. But when we used to eat, they used to have this bread. It was called pan de agua, which it just means bread of water. And it's like a sweet roll. It's almost like an Italian or a Mexican bolillo. They're just like, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, like a sandwich roll, like something you may have like a meatball sandwich in. Uh-huh. But they were the best softy, most delicious. You had to order an extra dozen just for the car ride home. And we had all of our birthdays when my mom used to do cold cut sandwiches. They were in these rolls, but you don't even need to put anything on it. You just eat it. And this is, so this event is right across the street from that bakery. So I go to the bakery first, get a bunch of stuff, and then go to the cave. And this one is actually local comic artist. Oh, it's delicious. I mean, I want to drive there just to have some right now. It's so yummy. And this one, I thought it was going to be like a smaller event, and it's not. There was like 100 vendors at this event. Yeah. And so they're all, it's mostly geared towards Latinos because it's in East LA, but anybody can vend there. If you're into comic books or you're an artist or whatever kind of art you have, it actually stands for, it's CAPE. And so it's Comic Book Art and Pop Culture Expo. And so it's just a bunch of mixed stuff. And so I'm still trying to work on a comic book. And I'm trying to do a Royal Hawaiian, an independent one first. And then Lightning and Hollywood and myself are actually, sorry, I lost you again, guys. We're trying to do a superhero with the three of us. So I have talked to a couple artists from there. So it's still in the works. And hopefully we can get that done. And actually, I put this up just for you guys because I don't know if you can see this. Can you see this?
Yeah.
I just went on my date yesterday with my buddy Juan, who is a GLOW fan, but he is now our GLOW assistant. And I went to go see that movie. It's Harley Quinn, who is the, I don't know if you know about superheroes in the DCs, but it was the movie, she's the girlfriend of the Joker, and it was just a badass movie because it was all girls.
Nice.
And she's, I mean, the whole movie I kept telling him, she could be the Royal Hawaiian's tag team partner today. I said, she is so badass. I mean, she was doing wrestling moves, and it was like a Kill Bill from 2020, you know, and she was just in shape. It's Margot Robbie that plays the part of Harley Quinn. And so that was the poster we got at the theater yesterday. So that was my belated Valentine's Day date, since I didn't have any men in my life, that my buddy, the one reliable man in my life, is Juan. And that's Juan Hernandez. He's a GLOW supporter forever. He supports all women athletes, but he loves wrestling and he loves WOW. So we went to all three nights of the taping of WOW last year. So that was my little thing that we got yesterday at the movie theater.
Cool.
So that's me. And then in June, I know there's something, but I don't know what. And then I know in July we are in Rhode Island 10th, and that one is, it's in Rhode Island, and it's another Comic-Con or something. I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. But that one's in July. And then I'm becoming a grandma this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats, yeah.
So I don't have anything booked past the 18th. Grandma, finally, I didn't think I would, my medical issue. No, you know, what my mom unfortunately passed when she was young. She had a stroke and when she was 57, which I turned 57 this year. So knock on wood, I need to be around a lot longer. She actually lived for another 10 years. And so I was hoping that I'd be around to see my grandchildren. So I'm expecting a grandson or daughter somewhere. The due date is August 4th. So I didn't commit to anything after July 18th because they say she might be early as 2 weeks. So I kept that open and I don't have anything till the end of August and hoping I get, I don't know, a boy or a girl. And it's going to be a tall baby because she's 6'1". My son is, Miranda's 6'1". She's a D1 basketball player. My son is 6'1". Her brothers are 6'7". I think her her uncle is like 7'2". My brother is 6'4". So I'm hoping for a tall basketball player, if not wrestler.
There you go.
So, sounds like it.
So that's my busy schedule up until like end of July, beginning of August. So I'm hoping to just get a healthy baby. We'll find out on the 28th of this month what the sex is. So. Nice. I'm either gonna get a little girl hula dancer wrestler or a basketball player of either sex. I don't care.
There you go. As long as it's healthy.
Yes, right. A healthy baby. So that's like all the busyness. And then of course we always get stuff in between just come up and stuff. So we will be busy. You know, we always find good things to get involved in and try and do enough charity work and you know, and I've been, and my son just reminded me again, but we were supposed to do this children's hospital deal where I got a couple Glow Girls together to go. And so that's still on the back burner. I haven't gotten back in touch with the people. It came like at a weird time last year and the year before that we were so busy and things were happening. So it just never came too. So I'm hoping to still get back in with that and do a little kids event that we can, you know, get some of the Glow Girls to go and see the kids at the hospital and stuff like that. So my son always keeps me in check. He's my one who I've passed that on to him, where he likes to do volunteer and charity work and help the homeless. He does a Christmas homeless project every year. So we used to do the homeless shelter with our church every year since he was 9 years old. He's 20, going to be 25. And we used to do that with our church for 2 weeks during the month of December during the Christmas time. So he learned to do that early on and luckily he never stopped. And now he does it on his own. I don't have to initiate anything, but now he's checking on me. Okay. What's your project, Mom? Or what are you doing? And this and that. So it was kind of neat, but he's been gone since October. He's in Arizona now. And so, but he comes back and forth often enough. So I see him, but yeah, so that's my one son that I'm active with.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that's what keeps me busy, you know, and then I'll have a grandchild. So I'll be going back and forth even more.
Right.
So we'll see. Yeah. Well, so I'm looking forward to Ohio, Columbus coming up. I can't wait. It's like I had so much fun there the last time and I'd never been. And so I'm just like, it wasn't long enough. I really wanted to stay longer. So I haven't even confirmed yet, but I'm even thinking I might come in like Thursday, maybe a day early. I don't know. We'll see.
Yep. I'll be at the Bricker building starting Thursday about noon.
Getting everything set up.
Yep. So yeah. So I'll be around if you do.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love that kind of stuff. So it's like, and then the area just was so much fun. I guess because I had the best tour guide, right?
All right. So can't go wrong with Mark.
Hanging out with him was like, gee whiz. He was like the VIP and so everywhere we went was just a fantastic time and everything. So, yeah, so we're looking forward to it and seeing what else we can get into. Stay out of trouble, but just have fun.
Sure. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So with you guys there, how many people do you guys have involved, like with your group?
Well, for the Arnold, we got we'll have close to around 75 people coming in all together. That's wrestlers, staff. Wow, you know, referees, that's great. All that. Yeah. So it'll be cool. It'll be a big undertaking for us. So,
okay, now I can't remember. Was it your daughter or Jim's daughter that's also involved?
Jim's daughter is training to be a wrestler now. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So that's, I couldn't remember if it was you or him. So okay. Mm-hmm.
She's training to be a wrestler, and Chris is the timekeeper, so she's the one.
Right. That's
the
what
bell.
You said. Uh huh.
Yep. I even bought her a new bell for this event too.
Oh, good.
and of course, I'm one of the ring announcers, and
all in the family.
Yeah.
Whose birthday is that weekend?
Whose is?
I said, whose Jim's birthday is that weekend? Remember?
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. He did say it was his birthday. That's right.
Actually, yeah. My birthday is a Tuesday before that. But
that's okay. We celebrate it when we're together. That's how we do it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when it actually falls. It just matters when everybody's together.
Right.
Yeah.
I will be 55.
Oh, well. Well, I beat you. I'm going to be older than you.
Well, I guess I shouldn't tell her that I've always liked older women. But
Well, Jim, guess what? That's the problem I have. You know that I cannot find an older man? I cannot. And let me tell you, the two older men that I just recently met were both 61.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
What?
They both stood me up.
Oh, nice.
Can you believe that?
They're lost. They're lost.
That's what I said. But you know what? But I can't find every when I meet guys. They're always young. They're in their 40s. I mean, I've gotten them as young as 29, and I'm like, what are you even looking at older women for? You know, I'm like, and they're like, because younger girls have too much drama and they're too much stress, and you know, you guys are seasoned, and I'm like, you know. Thank you. Okay.
Is that supposed to be a compliment?
I guess, you know. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm like old enough to be your mother, okay? But no, the oldest I've been able to attract is like 48, 49.
Wow.
The oldest. And this is the first time I went over my age or even over 50. And both of them, the first one stood me up. I went to the restaurant and I waited for an hour. No show, no phone call, no text. Until I'm in my car driving.
Wow.
And then I get a text or phone call. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, luckily, I didn't have to go to a restaurant yet because we hadn't confirmed the plans. But it's kind of a bummer. But, you know, it is what it is. They both had good stories if they were, in fact, true. So the one is not getting a second chance. The second one, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
There you go.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Well, and so, you know, if he's listening, don't screw it up.
Right?
He might not, but he might. So I guess I could say that. Yeah, I am giving him a second chance if it happens. He's still not here yet. He's on a business trip for 2 weeks. So when he returns, we'll see what happens. But yeah, so I'm still here. I've been 4 years single. I finally have tried to actually get a date, and believe it or not, my first two attempts, and they both stood me up. So it's a bummer. And the thing is I never discuss any glow or what I used to do in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually discuss anything about that until I meet the person in person.
Sure, 'cause
it's just one of those things where you need to really, you know, meet the person first and then decide if you even want them to know about what you do, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I'll have that be the factor in it.
Yeah. Sure. You know, and it's just like with you know, talking to fans and on Facebook. And I primarily use Facebook for my family and friends. And then that's the way I have to communicate with fans is on Facebook and Messenger. So I usually ask them right off the bat, you know, I verify their profiles, and you know, I don't want to tell all my secrets, but you know, I usually use that for just my glow fans, you know? And so some of them will come on and say, you know, oh, can I get to know you better? And I'm like, well, yeah, can you tell me a little bit about what you know about glow? And when they go, glow, what's glow? And I say, okay, sorry, not interested, you know. But, so it's interesting, you know, and I have met some new GLOW fans recently that are just flabbergasted and just can't believe that we're still alive and well and still, you know, kicking. And they're like, wow, really? You guys are still doing stuff? And I'm like, yeah. You know, we're still here. And they're like, wow, man, I watched you guys when I was so little. I'm like, okay, thank you very much. And they're like, I think I was like 8. And I'm like, okay. You know? And then they kind of go, oh, I'm sorry. You know, they're like, right? You don't look like it. And I'm like, I know, but because we met a guy and girl yesterday at the movie theater because my friend was talking to them and they were like, Star Wars nuts. And then I don't even know how we started talking. I think he said something about, oh yeah, she's wants to be Harlequin's tag team partner. So then we were talking about wrestling and the girl goes, oh, you like wrestling? And then he goes, yeah, you know who she is? And then she tells me, she goes, no way. She said, me and my sister used to pretend to be the GLOW girls when we were little, and she was just all excited. She goes, I can't wait to call my sister and let her know that I met you and da 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 da. So right away she's like, oh gosh, I gotta send my friend's request and can I get a t-shirt and I want an autograph picture. And then just by a coincidence, the husband had seen us at Comic-Con and he bought her a t-shirt. Okay. And so nice. She tells me, isn't that crazy? And he goes, yeah, I saw you guys at LA Comic-Con. And I said, oh my God. And he goes, yeah. She goes, yeah, he bought me a GLOW shirt. And I said, okay, well, you can get a Royal Hawaiian GLOW shirt now. And she's all excited. So you just never know when you're going to meet, you know, someone who actually does know who we are, you know. And then they're like over the moon, you know. She was just beaming from ear to ear. And she's like, oh, my God. She says, wait till my sister hears this. She's going to die, you know. And she was probably, I would say, maybe she looked young, but she was probably like 40-ish. Okay. No, 40-ish, but she looked really good. She probably looked even younger, but she was probably about 40 because the way she was talking about it and stuff. So yeah, we still run into, you know, people just by a fluke and they just think it's the craziest thing that, you know, everything is still going. But again, we explain, you know, it came by way of Netflix GLOW and the resurgent and all that good stuff. So it's been fun, you know, just to get to meet new fans. Of course, we love all our loyal fans, but new ones, you know, we run into new ones all the time. So it's just nuts.
I know that since we've been promoting it, you guys are going to be with us at the Arnold. It's caused quite a buzz down here. So you'll probably have some of your GLOW fans there for sure.
That should be real exciting. I was supposed to be in Utah with Otto. I was supposed to be managing him at a show in what is it called, at the Gateway in Utah, and they even made, I guess, posters or something or signs, I guess, out, not even in the arena, but like out in the city. And I got so sick, I even was so sick that I had to go to the doctor, and the doctor said, no flying, you cannot fly. And I said, are you sure? I said, can I come back in a couple more days? And she said, no. She says, you're not flying. And I know the promoter was upset because he said, all your fans were here and they were disappointed when you didn't show up. I said, but what can I do? I said, that's why on the card, it always says, you know,
subject to change,
right? You know, because, you know, I mean, that's the first time I've ever missed something like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, you know, I said, I'm one of the ones that will go sick. But it involved getting on the plane. And guess what? I've traveled so much that you don't want to be traveling when you're deathly sick, you know, and got something like that. And the doctor said, no, she says, you're not going, especially, you know, with my conditions and all the ailments and everything. She says, you don't need to be sicker. And then I definitely don't want to be sick in a city that I'm not. I don't want to be sick in a hotel. And I'm paying for a hotel to be sick in. I want to be in my bed, on my own bed, and be sick. Yeah. So it's kind of disappointing when, you know, stuff like that happens, but it happens, you know. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, it's just like concerts, you know, the star, or the, you know, the singer or whoever's in the show gets sick or whatever. You know, it's not something they want to do. You know, they never want to do that. Yep. So, but it was kind of disappointing. So. But I'm up for the Arnold. That's why I'm staying healthy and I'm raring to go. But what's the weather like?
It's a little cold right now, but it's supposed to be in the 40s, probably around that time.
Well, I had to go. I had to go and buy some new jeans and pants because I don't. I have like most of my clothes doesn't fit me anymore right now. So I had nothing but leggings, and I said I need something that's a little bit heavier to go to Columbus. I said because it's even to Washington. My girlfriend told me how cold it's been in Washington, and I didn't even have a coat until last year when we went to Rhode Island. Oyanka brought me a coat, and she's so much tinier than me, but since I was losing weight, it fit. So I could even zip it up, and she said, okay, take it home. I said, I don't even own a coat. I said, the most I have is a hoodie. That's it. I don't have a coat. The only other thing I did get is Jungle Woman, Annette. She handed me down more of a dressy, not a coat, but a, I guess it's not a coat. It was a jacket, but a little bit more than a hoodie, but it was more
a windbreaker type of thing.
No, it was more of a dressy, kind of like a dressy business like coat, like to wear over a dress maybe. So that's the only other thing I have, but it was nothing that I would wear to, you know, like this, like into the cold area, you know. So that's the only thing. So I did have to get some new stuff because I'm going up to Oregon and then I'm coming to see you guys. So I was like, oh my God, I got to wear my boots and I got to have a jacket. I got to have some shirt because I don't wear, I mean, look at me. I wear no sleeves.
Yeah, so it'll be comfortable and chilly for us, but you'll probably be freezing.
Well, but you know what? I'm not. The only place I need it is to go from the outside to the inside. Because once I'm inside, I take it off, and this is how I am. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Even when I was in Rhode Island and Jersey and all that, is I'm always warm. So when I'm inside, I look like I'm here.
Yeah.
But in order to not look like a crazy person, I got to have a jacket to cover while I go in and out, you know, because it is cold outside and I don't like the cold and I don't like to be bundled up though either.
Yeah. I'd say the Bricker building's pretty comfortable actually once you get in there and then all the people get in there. So you won't need a coat or anything.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I won't need it just to get in and out, but inside, gosh, I'm always warm. So whenever I do events, even when they're the East Coast, last year during, you know, the October and November months, it was still, I was in Jersey with sandals on and it was pouring rain in Newark and I was walking through the water in my sandals.
Nice.
It was crazy, but I was like, I mean, put it this way, I was dripping with sweat because the airline broke my bag, they damaged my bag, so they had to give me a replacement. So I had to shift everything into a new bag and two bags actually, and so I had my hair down and of all things I'm wearing a dress, so I was dripping with sweat from being in the baggage area doing all that, you know. so I'm looking forward to it though. I don't mind visiting, and that it's visiting the areas that are cold weather. I just don't want to live there.
Yeah.
I don't mind visiting.
All right. As long as you can leave, huh?
Yeah, as long as I can leave and come back to my sunny California or Hawaii weather, my beach weather, then I'm okay.
All right.
I've been teasing some of my coworkers, April, because I recently bought not a brand new car, but I recently bought a Jeep Patriot. And it's got heated seats.
Oh, so you got the fancy. I drive a Jeep too.
Do you?
Yeah, I drive. I drive the small one. I drive a Compass.
Okay.
I drive a newer Jeep Compass. But so you got the fancy one with the warm seats. And guess what? My roommate, my cousin, she drives a Benz. She drives a Mercedes. And those darn seat warmers bug the crap out of me. I hate those things. The only time is when I was sick one day and she says, do you want to come for a ride with me? You could sit on the warm seats. And I was like, you know what? Today, I think I will. And I actually let her put them on mine anyway. So you like it then, huh?
Yeah. Now, do you have a remote start?
No, I don't. Mine isn't that fancy.
I've got a remote start, which is nice because I set the temperature.
Ahead of time?
10 minutes before I leave work for work. And it's nice and toasty when I get in.
That's great. See, that's good for you.
Yes.
But I wouldn't want that here.
Of course not.
I could do that with the AC, get it all ready for me. Because even in the winter, the first thing I do when I get in is I roll my windows down because, you know, it's bad to do your AC on when your windows are up. I don't know if you know that, but so I roll my windows down, I turn my air on, and then I roll my windows back up a little bit afterwards. And that's even in the wintertime. So the only time I really use my heat in my car is if it's early, early in the morning and I have to defrost, you know, my windshields because it's got the dew, or late at night and it's late and it drops in the temperature. Because, you know, it was like 40 here, which, you know, anything under 60 for me is, you know, no good. I'm a 60 to 80 kind of girl. I like to not have to wear a jacket, you know. And when I leave home, I always ask my cousin, do I need a jacket? You know what? I got a sweater in the car, and that's all I need. Because all I wear is hoodies, you know. Here, I never wear a jacket. Yeah. The most I will wear is either a hoodie or like a jean, a denim jacket, you know, over a dress or a shirt. And that's it. And I don't ever hardly wear long sleeves. Right. The only t-shirt I have that is long sleeve is Jeannie's t-shirt. Is her baseball sleeve t-shirt that has Hollywood and Vine on it. That's, I think, well, I take it back. I think I have a Saints long sleeve t-shirt, but I think it's too big now. So I don't think I'll be able to wear that. But that those are the only two, because I just don't even buy anything in long sleeve. So it's either the most I have is, you know, regular t-shirts or regular, you know, t-shirts that we sell. And then cap sleeve, the shorter, the better. So I'll even have a little, but I'm happy with the tank top or a cami spaghetti strap. You know, the less, the better, but it's just because I'm always hot. So if I got to put a sleeve on, then that's just the temperature just goes up and I'm not menopausal. So everybody goes, oh, it's because you're menopausal. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I was lucky. I was one of those lucky ones that didn't deal with all that stuff. My doctor was testing me every 3 months. Every 3 months, what is up with that? You don't have any hormone changes. I'm like, good. I don't need any. Right. And he's like, you know what? I think you're just gonna go right through, and you're not gonna have one. And I'm like, oh, good. So that's even better. Right. So yeah, all my girlfriends are like, that's not fair. You know, sorry.
No, so. I think Chris would take pause at that too. I mean, she's been dealing with it, but.
Yeah, see, and it's not fun. I mean, I've dealt with it only by way of all my girlfriends and relatives that, you know, tell me and, you know, how awful and the hot sweats. And, you know, my one girlfriend used to just drip and beat all through her hair, just the hot sweats and everything, you know. And I just said, well, thank God, because I'm already warm-blooded. I've been warm-blooded my whole life, you know. And so not to have to deal with that, I'm happy. No problem. So it's those things that God gave us that they didn't give you guys, you know. That's because women can bear all that and men are not made to bear children and do all these things that the men that I have been seriously involved in, my two husbands and my son, my two husbands, as far as like the baby thing, my first husband was like, please don't make me touch anything. He wanted to be on this side by my head. And he says, I don't want to see anything. I said, oh, you don't want to see anything now, but you did before, right? That's how I got in this mess. I said, but now you don't want to see it. So as soon as he said, we have to do a C-section, he was all in. He said, you know what? And I had the easiest pregnancy, but the worst delivery. I was in active labor for 56 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. And everything that could go wrong went wrong. So when they finally decided to have the C-section, they said, is there anybody else you want in here besides your husband? Did you want your mom or anybody? I'm like, no, nobody else. And then my husband said, can I take the movie camera? And they said, you can bring in whatever you want. And so he was, as soon as they told him C-section, they have a blue curtain that goes up like right here. Yeah. He was on that side of the blue curtain with the movie camera. And he was just beside himself. He was so excited. Hun, they got you cut open and they're starting to take all your organs and put them on your chest. Oh, he was all excited. I thought, you're crazy. You don't want to see anything when your son's going to be delivered naturally. But... he was all in it with the movie camera.
That's good.
And then my son even says, I think, Mom, I think I'm going to faint when it happens. I fell like last year or the year before out here, and I was walking to the laundry room, and I fell, and I landed on my knee, and I had a golf ball size knot, and it was cut open, so there was blood. So luckily, he was visiting me. I fell and my phone went flying into the bushes. So I had to crawl to get my phone to then call him and tell him, can you come outside and pick me up? I said, I fell. I can't get up. He comes out and he's like, oh my God, Mom, please don't make me touch anything. I said, Brad, just pick me up. Okay. You don't have to touch anything. This, as soon as he saw the sight of blood, he was just like, oh my God, you know, ready to pass out. And I thought, oh my God, why me? And so he had to take me to the hospital and everything. And he was just like, oh. So I don't know. I guess I got the wimpy guys, you know. But I guess he's going to see what it's like because he's going to have his own baby now. So he's going to have to figure that out.
Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, so it's going to be exciting getting a grandchild, see what goes on, and see if I get a wrestler out of the deal or a basketball player.
There you
go. We'll see. Yeah. Well, I also have a niece up in the Pacific Northwest, and she's a wrestler.
Oh,
she wrestles in high school, and so she wrestles on. Yeah, and I didn't even know, but they wrestle the boys even. Did you know that? In high school, and so they actually wrestle the girls, wrestle the guys, and vice versa. I didn't know
that's
that.
Good. That's
because I know at the beginning. Well, I guess I should know that. No, I take it back. I did know that because now. I didn't even know that they even have girls wrestling teams now separately. And I didn't know that. So I did hear though, because they had told me, oh, guess what? Katie's wrestling a guy tomorrow for the first, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, cool. So she's excited. I'm going up there. So I'll get to see them when I go up next week. But yeah, so there's kind of, you know, got her involved in that kind of wrestling. So maybe she'll venture into, yeah, who knows, you know, yeah.
You never know.
I know.
So, we need to start winding down. But April, you know, again, we're really excited to have you at the Arnold. It's coming up quick. The Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo at the Bricker Building. That's a mouthful, but
a mouthful.
It is. You know, you and Hollywood are going to be there. We're going to have Ken Anderson from WWE, TNA, NWA, a whole bunch of wrestlers in the tournament over 2 days. It's just going to be exciting, and I'm sure somehow along the line we're going to get the Glow Girls involved up in the ring somehow.
Somehow. It'll be fun. It's kind of funny because with Otto, you know, I try to stay outside the ring, but I always seem to somehow get, like, this last match that we had. Oh, my God. I was on top of the guy riding him like a horse, and I had him in a headlock, and I had the pineapple shoved in his mouth. Oh, my God. And it was a duck. He was a duck. A real, you know, he had a beak on and everything. And we get there, and he says, we're wrestling a duck. And so, you know, there's always pineapple. And it was, I felt so bad because the girl champion that was wrestling that night for her belt was allergic to pineapple.
Oh, no.
And there was pineapple everywhere. It was probably the worst show we've done where it was everywhere. All over the ring, all over the apron, everywhere. Oh, my God. And then they said, guess what? The girl can't do her match because she's allergic to pineapple. So they cleaned it up. They were throwing alcohol all over and trying to clean it up. So I think she got to after they had to rearrange the matches so that they could clean it up really good for her. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God. So from now on, we have to tell them, is there anybody allergic to pineapple before I go smashing pineapples all over?
Right.
And it's not something you'd think of. I mean, I've never heard of a pineapple allergy.
It's not one of those things that you think, you know, peanuts and, you know, like I know there's a lot of people allergic to strawberries. Like I'm allergic to mango and papaya, but I mean, mango and papaya. I can have guava, but I didn't even think about asking anybody. So from now on, that's what we're going to have to do when we have a show, is just ask before. Is there anybody that's going to be in the show that's allergic to pineapple? Because otherwise, you're going to have to put us at the end so everybody goes before we make a mess. You know, because it was just, it was so terrible. It was awful.
I'm not allergic to pineapple. You're not allergic to pineapple.
Me too. Me too. Let me tell you, if you ever have a chance and you find a place that has pineapple Dole Whip.
Oh.
It is, have you had it?
I have. I've had it at Disney. Oh.
At Disney now, okay? Well, that's the only place that I've been able to find it, right, is in Hawaii or at Disneyland. Well, I found it in Riverside, California at this yogurt shop. And that's about an hour away from me. But guess what? One day, me and Juan, or Juan and I, were wanting pineapple Dole Whip. And so I said, you want to go for a drive? I don't care. I'll drive an hour for it. So then we thought, you know what? Let's just look on the internet and see if there's anything in our area, okay? So we go on, and around the corner from his house in Carson, California, it's called Tasty Block Hawaiian Shave Ice, and they serve pineapple Dole Whip. So nice. Guess what? Oh, my God. It's the greatest thing. Okay?
Oh, my God.
The greatest thing. They serve, what is the brand of ice cream? Not Dryers, with a C. What is it called? No, not a C. Anyway, they serve ice cream. They serve Hawaiian shave ice in all the great ways, with the ice cream and zuki beans and all the things that we do in Hawaii. Right. And then they have pineapple Dole Whip. And then they put Dole Whip, then crushed pineapple, and then Dole Whip, and then pineapple on top. And so every time I'm there, every time we do a live, and I take pictures every time, and I've given them autographed pictures and memorabilia. They have stuff. They have Royal Hawaiian stuff on the counters. And we just make it whenever anybody comes from out of town, they want the first stop when I get them from the airport. They're like, we want to go have Hawaiian, what is it called? Dole Whip from that Tasty Block Hawaiian Shave Ice. So they know where it's at and everything. That's where they want to go. They either want to go when they get here or when they leave. Or both, and they want to have it but you know, you can actually buy it on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that? You can buy it, and you can make it, like, they serve it, like, in a small $20 or $29 package, and it's not going to be the same, obviously, but then they do even sell it in, like, a $99 for, like, if you have a restaurant. Well, I'm even looking into, because I know the owner now at the place, right, at Tasty Block. Right. So I'm going to look into buying my own. So when I get into a house, I'm going to have my own little Dole Whip machine to make my own.
Consider this now. Back in November of 2018, when Chris and I got married, we went to Disney World for our honeymoon. And in the following March, we took Shelby for her birthday at Animal Kingdom at Disney World. They serve Dole Whip with either dark or light rum.
Oh, this is what I saw. There's a place. Okay, where was it? It's a pineapple Dole Whip dessert, quote, cocktail concoction with the rum.
Yes.
And it had pineapple and strawberry. And they had rum. So I guess it was, they put the Dole Whip, the rum, more of pineapple, crushed pineapple, more Dole Whip, and topped it with strawberry and pineapple.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, where is someone sent that to me? And I'm like, I am in. Point me in the direction. I said, pineapple Dole Whip is just amazing. Now you're going to make me a cocktail dessert? Oh, I was in heaven. I was looking at this thing, and my two favorite fruits, pineapple and strawberry, I was like, oh my God. I said, I'm in heaven. So I got to look it up to see where it was. I can't remember offhand where it was, but because every time we go, we do a live. So everybody gets to see me eat it and Juan eat it. And we're sitting there and we, you know, show the place. And so everybody knows, even though they don't live in California, they know all about it. And so they want it. So they send me. People constantly are sending me. Look what I saw. They'll flash a picture of a sign that says pineapple Dole Whip, and it's like in a magazine on an ad or something. And it's like crazy. I'm like, oh my God, it's like my favorite thing. So like when we first went there, the first week we were there like four times. And then the second week we were there like twice a week. And so like we're on a first name basis now. So the guy that owns it, his name's Chris. Uh-huh. And he says, April, he says, we're going to make a Royal Hawaiian flavor in there. Like, we haven't decided yet. He says, we're going to talk about it. We're going to see. You're going to tell me what you like and what to this. And we're going to come up with the Royal Hawaiian flavor, whether it's a shave ice or the ice cream. Because the Dole Whip already, we could already say that that's maybe, I don't know. We haven't even talked about it. But that was his idea. And I said, yeah, let's do it. So we're even thinking about doing a meet and greet in front of the shop to get him some business. And at the same time, they can, you know, get autographed pictures and stuff like that. And if I want to do another event with more of the Glow Girls, we could do that. So yeah, so I met him, and then I met a Glow fan that I had put on Facebook, and he does, you know, those fancy skateboard designs, you know, how they paint and do all these skateboards. So I asked him to do one for me. So I'm going to hopefully get that done pretty soon. And so we kind of network. So I'm trying to do an event with them sometime soon, because they have a portable Dole Whip truck. They go out and do shave ice and Dole Whip at like festivals and stuff. So I was like, oh my God. I said, I'm going to have some kind of event and have that truck. It can be mobile. And that's how we were talking about it. I need to have one of those machines in my house.
Well, see, that, like, that brings up a question here now. At the Arnold.
Yes.
Donnie's favorite place in the world is Kona Ice, and they're going to be opposite of us.
In the center?
Yeah, it's like
in the event.
Yeah, it's like an icy truck, and normally where we'll be, it's right there on the corner. But on the new updated map, I didn't see it listed, so I'm hoping they're going to be there still.
Oh, I tell them to do Dole Whip.
Yeah, do Dole Whips. Yep.
Oh, but even if it's anything Hawaiian, kind of close to shave ice, you know, people that are not familiar with what shave ice is, when we explain it and tell them it's like a snow cone, but it's really not like a snow cone, because it really is shaved ice. I mean, you put your mouth on it and it literally will melt in your mouth. It's not chunks of ice like a snow cone, but that's how you get them to understand what it is. And the best part, have you ever had one when it has ice cream on the bottom?
No, it was ice cream on the bottom.
So that's a real Hawaiian shave ice. You get vanilla ice cream, and you put vanilla ice cream first on the bottom in the cone, right? And then you put the shave ice, and then you put your flavor, and then on top. And there's even, you can have these, they're called azuki beans, and they put those even underneath the ice cream. And that's like a real local Hawaiian thing. And then on top, they pour condensed milk. So it kind of looks like snow caps over your shave ice. So like if you have a rainbow one, and then they have it kind of the condensed milk just kind of looks like a snow cap. And it's nice. Like bomb. It's absolute delicious. I mean, I grew up across the street from like the main shave ice place in like close to Waikiki, because I lived outside of Waikiki, but it was like a neighborhood shave ice, and literally across the street.
Nice.
Wyola shave ice. And other than like when people go to the North Shore, it's Yamamoto shave ice and stuff like that. But this one was right across the street from my house. And on the weekends, the plate, you would have thought something was going on, because the lines, you know, were around, it was on a corner, and it was just in like a weird spot in the middle of a little neighborhood. Kind of like how you have a corner store.
Right.
Yep. It was the store, but it was a shave ice store. And then they sold, you know, chips and candy and soda and beer and all that. But the main attraction was the shave ice window. And I mean, they were in the newspaper. People, you know, all over the world wear their t-shirts, you know, because they're famous for their shave ice.
Right.
So, so now I'm hungry for a pineapple Dole Whip.
Yeah.
So Sunday, I might have to go take a drive to Carson and have a shave ice.
There you go.
I mean, a Dole Whip, not a shave ice. I might have to go do that, you guys. I think I might have to do that. So
you might
just want to check my Facebook page later, because Juan and I might be at Tasty Block having a Dole Whip later on. I think I will. I think I might do that. What the heck? Why not?
There you go.
Oh, it's, I'm jealous. But,
I know. I'm sorry. I will have one for you, Jim. Okay. Like, it's like, so you know, see, so you've had it. So you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just like when you really, really like something, and you know it's a non-dairy. It's non-dairy. Yeah. So for people who can't have ice cream or, you know, desserts that have dairy because they have either lactose or they're allergic or whatever. And right. See, I was always one who didn't get a lot of dairy when I was younger. I was kind of like borderline allergic, but it wasn't really an allergy, but I have to have it super, super, super cold. So like even today, if I want to have a bowl of cereal, I put my milk in a cup and I put it in the freezer and I freeze it for like 2 hours. And it almost is like solid. And then I get a spoon and I stir it up so it's really in ice chunks. Mm-hmm. And then I just get it and I pour it. And so when it's over my cereal, it looks like snow caps. Yep. And then I just mix it so that it ends up melting. But then guess what? The milk is super, super, it's ice cold.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so there's something about it that because of that, I don't get the sore stomach. Whereas if I were to drink, you know, they stick the little cartons when you were in school in like little ice. Uh-huh. I could never drink that. That would make me sick. So if I drank the milk like that, I would have a sore stomach right away. So it's really weird. It's kind of like an allergy, but not really. Like I don't get deathly sick or like nothing like a peanut allergy. But I've always had to do that where I have to have it super, super ice cold. So just a little weird Braille Hawaiian
tidbit.
Info, tidbit, you know, yeah. It's kind of crazy. I mean, everybody knows that I love pineapple Dole Whip, you know, unless they haven't seen, you know, a live or my posts on, because I post pictures of all the, you know, the workers and us there, whoever I take there, I take pictures of them and we advertise, you know, we got to share our things that we like, right? And our help our local small businesses, you know, so, well, I will see what they have when we get there. See if that, what is it called? Kona what?
Kona ice. Yep.
Kona ice. What else do they have?
That's basically just like shaved ice with a bunch of different flavors. Yeah. Flavors? It's like a food truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope they're there.
Yeah. I said they're usually
maybe they're
there.
Just in a different place. Maybe they're in a different place and you didn't see it.
They might either that or they just didn't write the name on the map. So that's what I'm hoping.
Oh, I'm hoping that then.
Yes,
it's gonna be right there by us if they're there.
Oh well, that's good. I'll at least have to have one a day. One for every day.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like our photographer has this thing she picks on me now. Like every time I'm eating the icy, she'll like start taking pictures of me.
Well, that's me. That's what Juan does. Whenever I'm eating Dole Whip, that's what he does. Okay, don't forget of all pictures though. Do you know what picture we did not get? I finally get to see the owner in person, and he's there. Mm-hmm. I take a picture with the fan, but I don't take a picture with the owner.
I'm like, right.
So I'm on the way home. I drop Juan off and I said, Juan, what is your primary function? What do you do for GLOW? And what do you do for the Royal Hawaiian? What is your main purpose? To take your pictures? I said, yeah. So when you were the photographer in Tasty Block, who would have been the most important guy to take a picture with? The owner, hello. And he goes, oh man. I said, yep. I said, we took one of the fan. A fan stayed and visited with us for like an hour. And then the owner came and sat with us and also visited. And then I said, why didn't you take a group shot of us? And he goes, I'm sorry. I said, you're fired. I said, no, you're not fired, because he's a good helper. Put it this way, he's a great photographer. He takes some of my best pictures. So okay guys, well I will let you go, and I can't wait till next month, and I'll be there around the 5th or 6th, we'll see, and I look forward to hanging out with you guys.
We are so excited to see you. Yay. April. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait,
you know, and thanks again for coming back on to Wrestle Horror with us to talk
no
about
problem.
This
anytime.
This is actually going to go up tomorrow, which would be a Monday.
Okay.
So
when you're done, if you can, just either send me the info, you know how that goes, and then I can post it for everybody. And then let me know if in the future, well, I'll talk to you when we're in Columbus, because, you know, if you want to have any of the other girls on and stuff, I can arrange that, you know, see who else you'd like to have on. Okay. Well,
we're looking forward to it.
Okay.
I know Donnie's got something up his sleeve for my birthday, but I'm just going to let that go for now.
Well, that's good because that's always fun.
So on behalf of Donnie Hoover and the Royal Hawaiian April Holm, thank you so much for being on the show. Everybody,
welcome.
Get to the Arnold March 7th and 8th, the Bricker Building, the Kids World Sports, the Kid, I forget.
Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo.
Sports World. Yes, Kids and Teen Expo. I got that down now. And the Bricker Building. At the Bricker Building. Come see it.
Yeah, it's
okay, guys. Wonderful. Thanks for having me on. Mahalo and aloha. And I will see you soon.
All right, Carrie.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, The Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.WrestleHorror.com.